Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. It is COVID-19 2021 Dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that. Kevin, what's that?
Yes.
I may be working in London in the fall. And should you be a citizen of the UK and a patron supporter, I might be able to make time for a spot of tea. All right? No promises. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. How about a resounding what to Chris Anthony Alvarado? The only Anthony that matters. Did you ever consider using a made-up professional name?
Yes, but not for acting, for football. When I was a kid, I loved football.
You were going to change your name for school football.
Well, so my mother has been married a few times. Hi, Mom.
Sure.
Her second marriage, she was married to a gentleman named, his last name was Golden. And for some reason, I always had this idea that I wanted to play for Notre Dame and have my last name be Golden. It just sounded cool as a kid.
Sure.
And then I even wrote a poem one time when I was nine years old that I would score a touchdown. Listen to this. I thought this was beautiful. I read it out to my family.
We're listening.
Score a touchdown, drop to my knees, and then kill myself.
What?
All right, for all you kids out there, let that be the fantasy.
Because I wanted to die on the field. By the way, one more thing I have to say.
How about hard work?
This is before puberty hit, when men became men before me. Like when I was 9 and 10, I was like, I'm good at football. As soon as I went to high school, I was like, oh, God, I was a late bloomer. It was just awful. So I never played sports again. I found theater, and now I'm here. Thank you very much.
Wow. That is a spectacular trajectory. And I say now we should probably start the show. Everyone got their locals going? Okay, good. Wow, Chris, thank you for that. Thank you for all of that. And now Craig Kakowski with his summer travel tips corner. Kakao?
Get out there, folks. The world is open and the national parks are filled to the brim with people shitting in public.
Speaking of which, holy crap, Jackie DeRuthy is here. Jay Hay, any thoughts of what your stage name should change to?
I have a DJ name.
Sure.
I'm not a DJ, but I have one in my back pocket just in case I ever come, which is Jizzy J.
Oh, my.
Oh, Jesus.
You got a little on you.
It's Jizzy J. That's it.
Thank you. And now Atul Singh, favorite fan of mine. Are you open to a name change suggestion?
Yeah, I'm always ears. I've thought about it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Atul Anthony Singh?
I thought you were going to say something with the middle name being something with an S.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Then I'd be ass as my initials.
Sure. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But yeah. I would take, Atul Anthony Singh. I was like that. A-A-S.
Yeah. And last, but caught between a rock and his rocks, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Stain be gone. Your first words to Satan when you ultimately meet.
Here we go again.
Okay. All right. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from a Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks. By Joey. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our fairly new email address, which some of you are finally pouring into, and I thank you for it. AlchemyThisEmail@gmail.com. That's AlchemyThisEmail@gmail.com.
And my Gmails.
Scene one comes from patron VIP McCoy Cantwell, who wrote, "Allo, love." That's A-L-L-O-L-U-V. Mm-hmm. "Allo, love. How are all my favorite alchemists doing? Won't tell you which ones. Ha. Huh? I've got a scene suggestion based on some upcoming life changes. I recently got into a graduate program in London." Oh!
Hello.
"And will be stepping foot in the UK for the first time in my life later this year." I wasn't kidding. I might see you there, Cantwell. Ooh. So my scene suggestion is this. America, not sure why there's an N there, has to infiltrate British society. Anyway, thanks for all the laughs and can't wait to actually see an in-person show at Westside before I leave. Love and kisses, McCoy.
All right.
Yeah, mate. So a lot of the little places around here are fantastic to visit. And your hotel is just right up ahead. Don't worry. Be Thank there you. In a little bit.
And yeah. If my wife and I were looking for, you know, a bite to eat, where would you suggest?
But I ate in London Town with so many places. Any dietary restrictions?
Quite a lot, yeah. actually. Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Nuts, cheese, corn.
Flour. She can't do flour.
Sugar. Refined starches.
Daddy, starches. Mommy, why are you both sharing so much with the talking British dog?
Oh, he just needed to know. Okay. In order to give us the right
right, suggestion. But these were family secrets. I don't understand why we're sharing.
Well, you don't understand. Sorry. You don't understand because you're a child. Okay. So just shut up, Henry. Okay.
Okay, Dad.
You understand?
We're in London now, so things are a little bit different. And you're just a dumb kid. You're just a stupid ass kid. So let the parents do the parents, and you do whatever the fuck you think you should do.
Right. Well, if but I could just curse, get to a football field, if I could get to a football
field. A football field? Yes. Oh, yeah, and there are plenty of those around here. But if you want to get something to eat, maybe the parents should go to Gumby's.
Right.
Okay. And the little one should go play footy at Stansbury Field.
Stansbury Field.
Can you take him there by any chance?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, yeah. It's just taxi, why not? It just costs a little extra quid from you.
Dad, Mom, do you have a little extra quid? I think he said. I don't know.
I could scrounge up some quid. Yeah,
I'm sure I could find a couple of
Why do you
squid?
Have to scrounge it? Why can't you just...
I could scrounge up some quid. Some extra squid, no problem. And, sir?
Jason, so you're telling me you had this dream before your big trip to England, and you think this is going to play out in a way where God is telling you not to go to go get your higher degree. Is that true?
Will you clarify what you thought my dream was again?
Again, I think it's Jason, we spend a lot of time here where I'm talking, and I just want to make sure that you're talking because this is your time, but I will explain it again. So you, in this dream, you seem like you've gone abroad. You've taken your whole family.
Yes.
And your son is acting up.
Yes.
You seem very, very condescending towards your son, which seems like there's some tension there that we need to talk about, maybe about your family, you know, coming in. Yeah.
No?
Does this help?
Uh-huh.
And then you don't want to go to England to get a higher degree.
I see.
Do you want a Coke or something? I'm thirsty.
I would love Coke Zero. Do you have Coke Zero?
Oh, I don't. I have regular Coke, Diet Coke, and Dr. Pepper.
Regular Coke? That's shocking. Okay, you know, here's what I'm thinking. Now, you're the therapist.
Can you tell me why that's shocking? Hold on, this is a whole new chapter.
All
right.
Sure. Okay, yeah, because we live in a time where we all have recognized that there's probably nothing worse for us on this planet than drinking straight up actual Coke.
Okay, you don't come into my office and tell me what I...
And then the dream kind of ends with my husband just tearing into his therapist.
Would you want a Pepsi, you know?
Do you have a Pepsi Clear?
Are you serious?
Yeah, Pepsi Clear.
No, Pepsi Clear.
I prefer
Clear.
It.
Pepsi.
There's no fake coloring. It's Pepsi Clear.
Well, it's fake clear coloring. I mean, that's what that is. Let's get back to your dream. So you were saying.
So I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay, Henry. So let me get this straight. Your dream ends with your mom speaking to her therapist. Is that correct?
Yeah. And then she lies down on his desk.
Okay, lies down on his desk. Anything else?
Right. No. I usually try to shake myself out of the dream at that point, and I'm usually successful.
Okay. Look, I'm going to cut right to it, Henry. Okay.
You give me some meds?
No. Okay. I'm going to give you some advice that's better than meds. Mm. When you get to England with your family,
right,
you need to do everything you can to infiltrate.
Ah, I thought you were going to say kill them, but okay. Go on.
No. Better. This is better than killing them.
Okay.
If you become more British than them,
ooh,
they'll be the outcasts.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. Can
you're good at this.
Yeah, let's get a Pepsi for me, Coke for you, and then Marshall, what are you, just a coffee or something? Is that right? You just not going to answer it? All right. That's fine.
Let me get a coffee.
You know, us therapists hanging out together after work is just like, I would just lock in. You know what I mean? It's good to just kind of get this off my chest finally. You know, I'm just talking to these people. And I can't tell you how little I give a shit.
Buddy,
I don't,
I'm sure you and your friends are having a good time. Can I get that coffee, please?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, fuck is man. It? Well, yeah, you got
Let
it.
Let me get a couple of dollars for a hot dog, too.
Fuck it. Just give the money so we can have this conversation.
Why do I have to give him the money?
So
what the hell?
One Coke, one Pepsi, one coffee. Two hot dogs.
Yeah.
No, we're not paying for the hot dogs.
Sir,
I'm not going to pay for
anything.
The hot.
Did you want anything?
We're not getting the hot dogs. We're not getting the hot dogs.
I'm getting the hot dogs.
So we're not, but that's on his tab. That's not on ours.
Yeah. My tab.
Okay. So we're going to do, did you want four separate bills or did you want to split it? Just
the drinks are on, besides the cop, the Pepsi, the Coke, whatever my buddy here, Marshall wants. And then the coffee and the two hot dogs are for this guy. He's not on our tape.
Babe. Henry, come downstairs. Family meeting.
Oh, man.
Look at you. You look so good in those slippers and those tap shoes. Okay, my fancy family.
What's up, Dad?
Well, as you know, tomorrow morning we take flight.
Yeah, up at 3 a.m. Can't wait.
Skedaddle. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's the way they say it over there?
I think that sounds good. And that's kind of what I wanted to go over. So I made some flashcards. And we're going to go over a couple of sayings, you know, American sayings and how they differ over there. Because it's very important to me that we fit in.
Whoa.
Right. But we're speaking the King's English right now. I was online looking all this up. They speak the same thing.
Honey, your nose is bleeding a little bit.
What?
Your nose has just started bleeding.
Ring. Don't use that language.
Sorry, Dad. I don't know what's happening. Ring.
Jason, you've brought your whole family to the Buckingham Club. This is the most exclusive club in all of England. Welcome. Here's our chief manager, Charlie. Charlie, this is Jason.
I'm sorry. How do you do?
Yes.
Charlie, darling, hold on. Sorry. This is really funny. My wife can do a Charlie bit my finger impression that you're going to love. Do it. Do it.
A what?
Charlie. Bit my finger.
We don't,
Charlie. It hurts.
Charlie's actually Charlie's a member here, so we don't.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. It's so nice to meet you. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Dad, is this your idea?
Goodbye. Is that what you said? Goodbye.
Is this how you're fitting in, Dad? Is it going well? The fitting in part.
Maybe
Jason. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Henry, what the fuck's your problem, dude?
Maybe you should take this outside.
Your nose is bleeding again.
I can't have a child with a nose being bled as well as an adult cursing at a child.
Maybe you'll understand this. I'm happy to be here.
No, I didn't. I didn't understand that at all. What is it?
Maybe you should try the Soho Club down the street.
No. We belong
have those
here.
In America.
Yeah, we have Soho Club. We've been there.
Don't belong here. Let go of him.
Is there a Howard Johnson's?
There is a Howard. Mr. Johnson, please come here.
What's all this then?
Mr. Johnson, this child is calling for you.
Yes, what can I do for you, little lad?
Well, actually, I was kind of hoping you had some...
God, that's a lot of blood.
Maybe a nose rock or two that I could...
He's asking for rock or cocaine. It just feels like my child has the intellect and humor of somebody much older who's lived a life much longer than he has.
Jason, I'm going to have to ask you to step outside of the Buckingham Club because you're a member. Let unhand me. Unhand me, sir. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Look, I fucking need this, okay? I promised my wife and my son.
All right, so...
What's it?
You had like a dream or something where you attacked some kind of like palace. Was it palace guard or something? What is it?
Yeah. Where's my... Okay, so... Okay, two questions.
Well, he's busy, man. Is this the waiting room? So we just got to figure out ourselves.
Okay. And then who's this dude who's growling?
That's my buddy.
Coffee
kind of
and two hot dogs, please.
Yeah, man. He's fucking wild. It's crazy. Tell him the story about how you got that coffee and that two hot dogs.
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good.
That's scene one. That is scene one. I'm okay. I'm okay. I wish I could get rid of so many people by saying I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Scene two comes from Jay Martin, who wrote, "Here's a thing. Alfred had a stroke. Bruce tried to wash the bat suit himself, but a loose batarang has fucked up the washing machine. Now he must learn to call a plumber. Cheers from scene suggester 4312. P.S.
You read these, Kevin, right? Before you talk, before you present these to us. Because you know what else? Just quick, you know, this would be a good time to mention. If you want to write in, you could write in one word. You could write in alfalfa. You could write in switchblade. You know what I mean? Just yes. saying that.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. I don't make that clear at all. In fact, none of us have. So thank you for articulating that. But he did call him, or Jay Martin, they call themselves Scene Suggester 4312, which I did like. P.S. I'm well aware that plumbers don't fix washing machines. So point of clarification, Jay Martin wants us to know. No need to point it out, Craig. He did write that. That's a fact. Love you. Craig's on mute and struggling with his Wi-Fi, but he's with us. He cares about us.
He's here.
And he's called the guy. Yep. He's toasting.
Cheers, okay. Brother. Throw him back.
Cheers.
All right. What you got here is a washer problem. You called the wrong guy. All right. I fix drains. I fix pipes.
I got a few pipes you can fix if that is your thing.
Hey, listen, buddy. You don't need to get aggressive with me, all right?
I'm sorry. I just talk like this.
Oh, my bad. I'm sure that happens to you all the time.
It does. People get freaked out by it, yeah.
Hey, man, calm down. Oh, is that again? That's a voice, man. If I get in a fight, I want you there.
Yeah, you do, by the way.
Oh, you know how to fight? Wow, man, it goes with the voice. That's amazing. All right, you're going to need somebody who fixes washers and dryers.
I'll be honest with you. A lot of times I just show up with a floating cape and say, I'm Batman. And people freak the fuck out and run away.
Well, is that right? Got a lot of free time. All right. Oh, that's cool. I'm a working man, so I got to get
you. I had free time until the washing machine broke down, and now I have less free time. Also, my major domo, Alfred, since I was a child, since I was born, has died.
I'm sorry to hear. I don't know what domo means.
Batman, I don't know if it's a good idea to be telling this guy your secret identity and all that.
Excuse me, sir. Robin, I'm going to say it once. Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Is that your son?
No.
Oh, roommate. I got it.
Oh, come on. The dryer's jammed again. Someone help! The dryer's jammed again!
Is your dryer Someone jammed? Mm-hmm. Are you looking for help in any way you can get it? Well, call 1-800-HELP-ME. My dryer's not really working that well and I need some help.com. And we'll send one of our specialized representatives to your doorstep within minutes. That's right. Call 1-800. I said it earlier, so you heard what I said, and just call that number. And then one of our specialized representatives will be able to assist you in any way we can.
I'm not taking it from the top again. This is a 30-second take.
We don't need to, Tina.
Well, he messed up his lines again.
That one worked. You're the talent. You're the talent. You take care of your job, which you did very well. And Jake.
Thank you.
I fucking felt that one. And I think those I think those mess ups are going to make, we're going to humanize this business.
I got tingles. I threw up on myself a little bit. I was just in the zone, the flow. I felt like LeBron James.
That's what you look like.
I want to be like LeBron James.
Well, you should probably take classes from Jake.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
What?
Let's do it again. I want to feel like LeBron James. Let's do it again. Let's do another. Let's take it from the top. Let's go.
Do we have enough? Okay, yeah, we have a little bit.
I feel like LeBron James.
We have a little bit more film, so we're gonna run this one.
Oh, thank God you're doing this commercial on film.
Yeah, you shot it on film? You know how expensive that is? Why would you do that?
Oh, I'm sorry, because I thought you wanted a successful business. Now, excuse me, I'm drinking my coffee.
Look, I came into your house because you told me it was an open door policy and I could speak to you whenever I needed to, and this is the time I need to speak to you.
Okay, so what? So what? What do you? What? 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 What do you want from me?
I told you what I wanted. You just spent $60,000 just on the film. This was supposed to be a $5,000 project. You were going to call in favors.
Do you know who LeBron James is? Huh?
The basketball superstar? Yeah, of course I know. Yeah. Who he is.
Okay. Imagine having two of him on any given team. Are you imagining that?
I got to be a super team.
Can we do it again? Because I felt like LeBron James, but I felt like LeBron James when Anthony Davis is injured and not playing. So it wasn't the top. You know what I mean? Like, we still lost. I would like to take it again.
Jake? What do you think, Jake?
Oh, my God. I was in the playoffs. There was 30 seconds left. Okay, the opponents had the ball, but I stole it, and I was running down the field, and then I just snapped back out of it. I don't know where I was.
Sweetheart, you're home late. Did you fix a lot of pipes and stuff?
Today I got called on some errant jobs. You know who I think I met today?
Who?
Batman.
No.
Yeah.
How much money did he give you for the service you provided?
Well, he needed somebody who could fix washers and dryers. He didn't need a plumber. Well,
okay, but we need money, so you couldn't just fix the fucking washer and dryer. Your son is drunk. Your son is drunk and he's trying to drive again.
You know?
When you entered this union, he became your son.
You had an idiot of a boyfriend back in high school.
Paul, I'm gonna take the car and I'm gonna crash and I don't give a shit.
You're not going anywhere. You're not getting the keys.
How could you turn down money from Batman?
All right, Janine, if you want to get a job, you can't
fix a washer and dryer.
It's not the same thing as pipes, Janine.
You could still fix it or try. Go back.
Bruce, I know. He needs you. There's a small child. He was driving a car. He completely wrapped it around a tree. They need you, Bruce.
Okay. Let me just put my shoes on. Did you get an address?
I have a cross streets, yes. It's on the corner of 3rd and Palmetto.
Right. Holy smokes, Batman. That's so close. We can make it in a jiffy.
Excuse me, Sarah. Robin, two words. Fuck off.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to guess.
All right, let's go. Let's try that. Two words. Guess what they are.
Okay.
Fuck off.
All right.
He's losing blood. He's losing time. You really get there. Whether you have your costume or not. I'm sorry.
Holy. Negative, Batman. We better hurry.
Yeah, what you're probably looking for 3rd Avenue in Palmetto. This is 3rd Street, Batman. So,
God damn it.
Yeah, you don't have an address. You just have cross streets? Because that's going to get confusing.
It is confusing. Sorry.
Hey, who's that? Is that your boy?
Do you know?
Hi.
Do you know if Palmetto and 3rd Street actually cross?
Yeah. I mean, if you have the address, I think they do cross. Yeah. Hey. How old are you, little boy?
Do you have any cigarettes?
Yeah, of course. Boy.
He's not a little boy. He's 32.
He's 32. Wow, he's got some young jeans.
Ah. Yeah, they're tight jeans.
Oh, no, I meant, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, hold on. So Bruce doesn't know that you're sleeping with Robin? And you're in the same house?
Well, we don't really talk about it, but we really haven't talked about what we are either. So technically, it's not wrong.
Okay, I got a Coke for you and a Pepsi for you.
Pepsi Thank clear. You. I'm sorry, I see some pigment. I asked for Pepsi clear.
Okay, let me go back and get that.
And while you're out there, can you get me 5 hot dogs?
While I'm out there?
Yeah, while you're out there, can you get me 5 hot dogs?
Order up!
Can you?
Sure.
Thank you.
I don't know. Can I? May I?
Did you want anything, Celine?
No. I want yes. I need one thing.
Oh, okay.
Who? No, not from you.
Oh,
just go. You can go back out there. Thank you. Who is the best lover?
In general, I would probably travel back in time and try to do Mahatma Gandhi.
I meant between Batman and Robin.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends. Are we talking about penile vaginal intercourse, or are we talking about oral? Because everyone's got their strengths.
What's oral?
Oral?
Hey, I'm sorry. Do you have five hot dogs? Do you have five hot dogs on you?
Yeah, it's a hot dog stand, brother. What do you need?
Oh, great. I just need five hot dogs. Jeez.
All right. Rough day, huh?
Yeah. What is this? Third and what? Where am I?
This is Third Street in Palmetto. All right. I just got to put them on the grill. Yeah, I don't want to serve them uncooked. So, yeah, grill them up to perfection. Yeah, I've been doing this for a couple of years now.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You want a drink with these?
Paul. Hi. Did you fix pipes today and stuff or what?
Yeah, honey.
That's okay, don't answer that question. Have you ever heard of oral?
Jane, yeah, I've heard of it, but I fix pipes all day.
Why haven't you brought this to my attention?
Listen.
I'm going to take these IVs out.
He needs those fluids. Tell him to keep the IVs in.
He's your son.
He's your son.
What was your high school boyfriend's name anyway?
I can't say his name. Fine, the Joker. Okay, leave him in. Now, tell me about this oral. How much do you know about it?
Do we want to check on him? Make sure he's not pulling those IVs out?
I want to check on me for once, Paul. I want to check on me. I need fluids running through my system, if you know what I mean. I need to wrap a car around a pole, if you know what I mean.
Janine, Celine, Cicero, let me tell you something, all right? You're demanding so much from me. I work on pipes and drainage all day, and you want me to come home and work on more pipes and drainage, if you know what I mean.
Jesus Christ, that was good.
All right, thanks for coming in. As you know, or have you been told that? Looking for a new Alfred. I'm interviewing people today, so I have a few basic questions. How are you on keeping secret identities?
So you don't need the plumbing fixed again. Okay. All right. It looks like there's been some confusion.
Would you like greater responsibility?
I mean, my wife is driving me crazy.
Higher pay.
Yeah. I can keep secrets. I can tell you something I've never told anybody.
Let's start with that.
In high school once.
Oh no,
I'm listening.
Who's this? This guy. I remember this guy. Yeah.
He's my
ward. Can you make biscuits and tea?
Excuse me a second. I'll be right with you.
Yeah, sure.
Robin.
Yeah.
I hid $1 million.
What?
Somewhere in the mansion. It's yours. Oh. If you can find it. If you can find it, start it. No. Now then.
I got a son, too.
You were in high school.
Stepson. Once in high school.
He's not my son.
Oh, okay. Yeah, neither is the kid who lives with me. I cheated on a test. Big test. Called an AP exam.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Me too.
Never told anybody.
Me too.
Feels good to get that off my chest.
It does. It feels great. So we were already connecting again. How are you in keeping secret identity?
Found it!
Fuck.
Janine Baleen?
Celine. Yes. What?
Sorry, I didn't get your full name. I had just overheard over there that your ex-boyfriend's the Joker. That's real funny because he's my ex-boyfriend too.
Who are you? Because I'm not clear with this.
You don't know me. You don't recognize me. I'm Harley Quinn. I got rainbow smoke coming out of guns that happens to kill people. Oh, I used to before I got the job as the new Alfred in the Batmansion. And let me tell you, it's boring as shit. I don't get to kill anyone.
And a Diet Coke. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
Do you drink real Coke?
Of course I drink real Coke. What do you think? I'm a fucking idiot.
Whoa.
Listen, I need girlfriends. I got so many fucking balls
around me. No,
thank you.
I'm fine. I'm good. I am good right now.
We can bond. We can bond over our ex. We both hate the same person. We both want to kill the same person.
I don't hate him. I miss him. Is that the same as hate?
In my book, yeah, it's absolutely. Either way, someone's going to die.
Paul, can I see you in my office for a second? this is pretty awkward. Your numbers are pretty low. Some might say that there's a hole in the drain. If you get what I'm saying, Paul, you're not doing the numbers we need you to do. We're gonna have to give you more hours.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not that bad. Yeah, I don't understand that saying you said.
Really?
Yeah, I had never heard of it. Is it a metaphor?
I'm pretty literal. I've been hearing everyone say these, like, you know, pipe things and stuff, whatnot. I was like, let me try to throw my name in the hat. But
is that what you got? That hat right there?
Yes.
Yeah. What is that card? Is that a playing card in there?
Yeah, they're all my names. So
they're all the jokers. Okay, I got it. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So that's it. It's kind of what I want to bring you in for. What are you doing What are you doing tonight?
am I getting reprimanded or am I getting a hangout?
No. This is now off the clock. Two guys hanging out.
I actually got a new job offer.
Oh.
Gotta let you know. So unless you can match the pay.
Oh, what's the pay?
Pays a lot.
Damn.
Six figures.
Six figures. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. How about this? Seven figurines. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm good.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to think about it?
Whatever. What are the figurines? You got it. I'm interested.
Oh, man. The dryer's busted again. Somebody help! Help! The dryer's broken! Help!
Are you looking for a dryer?
No, we got to cut. We've been shooting this commercial for 3.5 months, you two.
Oh, really? Oh, my God, time flies. Yeah. Time flies.
We're in the hole. $4.5 million.
We have to pay that?
This is, no, you're fine. I'm fucked. Oh. This was supposed to be a $5,000 gig and favors. You understand what that means? I can't spend the rest of my life waiting for you two to get into the zone.
Okay.
Okay, okay, what's...
I don't understand. Do we get a cut of that 4.5 or how is that?
No, I owe that.
To us? God.
I guess some of it would go to you, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, great. Let's keep rolling.
Let's keep... Yeah, I'm totally fine.
Okay, so I guess we'll just do a couple more takes.
$4.5 million. This is a small business.
It's like a film now. You know what I mean?
It is a film. It's not a short film. It's a film. All right.
But it's a film. What if we released all the takes as like a movie of sorts?
What?
So a commercial movie.
Commercial movie. A movie that's 3 months long. Huh. That actually could be something. We take over the tube. You the tube.
Yeah, oh the YouTubes. Gosh. Yeah. Oh my
gosh. That might not be a bad idea.
Now, before we can move forward, I just need a little bit more money for post-production.
What is post-production? What does that mean?
It's where the two actors that I have in there, they get to go through and give it a couple more shots.
Bruce, Batman, someone needs your help again. It's a film director, or really a commercial director. He blew his brains out. But in the way that the guy did in Fight Club, where he's not totally dead, it's just like half his, you know what I mean? Like half.
Holy Tyler Durden, Batman!
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You all right?
I'm just trying to squeeze one out here.
Oh.
Oh my God, Bruce.
Take this suit off, Batman.
There's no time. All right.
It's just going to be squished in there.
So where is this guy?
By the way, we need to stop sleeping with each other.
Check.
We do?
You and me keeping up the oral. You and me? No more vaginal penile.
Got it.
Okay, great.
Paul, all I'm saying is no more vaginal penile. From now on, I just want oral. Do you want another kid?
I don't have a kid. The only kid
do you
is,
want another one of those?
No, well, that's not mine. I don't. That's,
I'm not going to use the crutches.
He has to use the crutches.
He keeps re-breaking his own legs.
No, he gets in the car. That's why. Don't give him the keys.
Paul, I'm just saying, I say we stop at the vaginal penal.
I love the vaginal penal. When I come home working pipes, all I'm thinking about is vaginal penal.
What about what I'm thinking about?
That's a good point, Janine.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry to interrupt. I'm a doctor on the ward here. We've kind of tolerated this conversation you've been having loud in the walkways for a while, and we understand the trauma with one of your sons, as I can surmise based on the crazy conversations we're having. We don't need this. There's a lot of people handsome. Healing.
I know. You got like that. Like you got like a jawline of like a movie star.
Thank you. I used to be a movie.
What? Yeah. Which one?
That's
have
not,
I seen it?
That's not what I'm here to do. You two need to.
I know who he is. Babe, you know who he is?
No,
He's the guy. Okay, see, this rings a bell. If you're having problems with your washer or dryer and you need help right now, call 1-800. I need help with my problems and you can solve them for me.com.
Oh, that movie that took over YouTube.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You became a doctor?
Well, wow. I got paid $3 million for it, so I used that money to invest in my own education. So that's.
Wow, $3 million dollars. I can't.
Whatever happens. Look, you need to go. Wait, in the
what happened? No, what happened to the girl?
What do you mean? Yeah, no, you
got. I'll take 5 hot dogs and 2 coffees if you got them. And while you're out there, a shirt. Come on. And
that is scene 2. Oh my! Oh
my! Only 2 scenes. Whoa!
Whew, scene 3 is from patron Alchemaniac Dave Massey, most recent Alchemaniac, who wrote, "Hey kids, what's shaking? So, I just visited the Patreon page for the first time since signing up as a VIP in October of 2019 and realized I have, in fact, not been sending $5 a month this whole time. Apparently, I canceled a lost card and was paying you with that. So imagine the shame and remorse on finding a personalized video thank you in my messages from the original Alchemy Dream Team. Like pulling the chew and screw on your coolest, nicest friends. Bad form. So to atone for my sin, I'm now an Alchemaniac."
Woo!
Thank you. It's right in the sweet spot between the least I could do and more than I can afford.
That's perfect.
Appreciate it. I fucking love that. You cats absolutely appeared just when the world needed you most and should be compensated accordingly. Speaking of compensation in writing this message, I just looked up Kevin on Cameo. His videos are brilliant and at half the price of Gary Busey. He even does impressions. I wonder if he can do Gary Busey. But I digress. My wife and I just said goodbye to a house guest who stayed a couple of weeks. We're sad that he's gone. He was fantastic. But what if he wasn't? My scene suggestion, irresistible force meets immovable object, a la what did the hippie say when you asked him to go? He said, "Nah, I'ma stay." Dave in Santo Domingo. No, I'm saying, honey, you talk to him. He's your brother, okay? We've been running around on this.
I've tried dropping hints. With him so much better.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's good cop, bad cop time. So I've been good cop now for as long as I can.
Sorry to interrupt, but you're out of milk.
Tommy, thank you.
Tommy, thank you. Yeah, I tried to make a bath of it, but it wasn't enough, so.
Just put it on the list by the refrigerator there. That's what we know we need to buy.
Yeah. Yep. You got it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Hey, this list is piling up.
You're really going to need
some more paper soon because there's not a lot of room.
Could you put paper on the list, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
He really listens to you. You know.
No, he does. He does. He does.
He responds well to you.
Yeah,
he likes
because we're
you.
Quote unquote buddies. So I need you, his sister, to lay down the law.
Sorry to interrupt again, Tommy. But I'm going to have some buddies over later.
Buddies?
Just a heads up. I didn't want to be a rude guest.
Right? Buddies sounds plural.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy. Mm-hmm. Tommy, no. Tommy, no, you can't.
Okay.
Tommy, you can't.
What?
Tommy.
Oh, you got me. Anyway, one of them's a snake breeder.
Right.
The other one is trying to give himself gills. So there might be some open wounds that we just shouldn't talk about, you know.
Just the two of them, and what do they like to eat? Maybe you could put that on the shopping list.
That's a good question, yeah.
Ding dong.
Tommy, you want to get that?
It's not my house.
Okay.
I tried. Honey. I tried.
But yeah. No, you didn't. You didn't try.
You can't.
Hey, I'm just walking in.
And then you asked what they wanted. I mean,
I'm going to get the door. Apparently, we have an intruder. Hello, sir.
Hey, can I bring my snakes in here or what?
Tommy's friend.
I don't like leaving them in the car, you know, because of the heat and stuff.
What kind of snakes are those?
Buddy? I got rattlesnakes. I got some rattlers. I got some cobras. I got some asps.
Cobras?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where'd you get the cobras?
They're trained for movies and films and stuff.
Movie cobras. You know, it looks like you got one latched onto your inner thigh. I don't know if you can feel that or not. But,
yeah, no, I can feel that, man. That's how I get. All right. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to try, that's how you get the muscle down.
Maybe if you could just keep the snakes outside.
He just said if he leaves them outside, they're going to get too hot and die. So.
I mean, you don't want to get stuck with animal cruelty. I can have the cops here arresting you for animal cruelty. So.
Arresting me.
And Tommy, this is your friend, right?
Dino? Yeah, Dino's my buddy, yeah.
Yeah, Dino Johnson. People call me DJ. Okay, DJ. The Snake DJ.
I'm just going to call you DJ if that's cool. I'm Cliff. This is Laura.
Hi.
My wife and Tommy's sister.
Yeah.
You are crashing here at Tommy's place?
All right, Laura, don't look at me.
Okay.
Just sit down on the hotel bedroom, on the bed, face that way, and I'll do all the talking, okay?
Okay.
Laura, this seems like this is your first time hiring a hitman. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's my first time talking to a hitman. It's my first time being in a hotel with a man that's not my husband.
It's my first time
in St. Louis. It's my first time being up past 9 p.m. It's my first time wearing fake glasses with no prescription. It's a lot of firsts for Laura.
Yeah. Jeez, that was...
It's my first time wearing my hair half up, half down. I usually go full pony or all the way down.
Room service.
Oh, it's my first time ordering room service.
Did you order room service?
Yeah, I did for the first time. So excited.
Okay, you can get the door, but don't look at me as you walk by, okay? That's part of... I'm trying to keep my identity hidden here.
Completely understand.
Okay, I'll hide. You go.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, well, but you're not hiding. You're just kind of looking in the opposite direction. I know. I'm not supposed to be looking at you. Sorry.
Don't look at me at all. Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Sorry. Okay.
Civilization. Hello. I've got your eggs Benedict.
Civilization, yes. Thank you.
Where would you like the eggs Benny?
Don't let him in the... Don't let him in the room.
Oh, hello, sir. He's very handsome.
Is he? I haven't really gotten a good look.
Where would you like your eggs, Benny? This is none of my business what's happening in here.
Well, there's no table. Maybe on the just on the dresser, I guess. I'll just eat it right off the dresser.
That seems fair.
Yeah,
I mean, I've got this.
Okay, bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So nice.
You don't have to sign or tip, apparently.
Thank you.
I would have.
Terry, the tray that you're taking the food on, that actually turns into a table.
Oh, put the tray on that.
That is you just pull out the sides.
Okay.
It's like you're delivering room service for the first time.
Well, it is. What can I tell you?
I was supposed to
be a jazz man.
Hold on.
Where are the steaks?
Phil, hold on. I'm talking
to you. Oh, dude, hold on. Oh, great. I always got to hold on, huh?
I'm a bitch. He seems aggressive.
He's very aggressive, Terry. I'm sorry. But Terry, you're doing great. Your spirit is contagious. I hope everyone gets it.
Get me back out there.
We're not taking you off the field.
There's an order.
Yeah, yeah. Just remember, the tray turns into a...
Laura, I'm going to ask you to do something.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to do it, okay?
I hope it's track down that lovely room service man and give him a proper tip.
It's not that, Laura. Laura, I need you to look at me. Before you turn around, understand this connects us. This connects us in a way you might not be ready for.
Okay.
Because it puts your life at danger.
Then maybe I'll just pass.
But I got to tell you, I feel a magnetism. I feel a connection with you, Laura. All these firsts have got me thinking, when's the last time I did something for the first time? When's the last time I did something for the first time, Laura?
Have you ever had Eggs Benedict with vegan hollandaise?
Look at me.
Because that was actually vegan. That just look at me. Your first. Okay.
Wow. Hi.
Oh, you are terrifying looking.
Hi.
Just as scary as you sound.
I earned every one of these scars, believe it or not.
Incredible. And they're so vividly, they look...
Touch. Go ahead and touch them.
Okay, there's my hand in yours.
Isn't that nice?
It is new. It is something I've never done before.
So tell me, who is it you want me to kill?
I need you to kill my brother.
Jeff, I don't know what to tell you. They want a vegan Eggs Benedict. They want the sauce vegan, but they want the eggs.
No. We're not doing that, all right? We're not doing that, okay? We do it the way I do it. I used to work a head chef at Porto Chiano's.
Oh, God. All right? How many times? Yeah, we get it.
Michelin star rated, okay?
It's one star, but yeah.
Did I mean to stab that line cook with a spatula? Yes. All right.
None of this is my business. Terry's, oh my goodness.
Stay.
Okay. Terry's what happened after you stabbed him? Question.
He lived, but it was enough to get me fired.
Okay.
But let me tell you this. I need steaks, and I don't know where they are. I've looked in every drawer. I've looked in every shelf. I can't find any
steaks. We wouldn't keep them on the shelf.
I'm going to say walk-in. They might be in the walk-in.
Here we go. Here we go. The new guy's got all the ideas. Oh, let me just go to the walk-in and find them then, huh? Oh, my. Is this a prank, huh? So they are in here. All the steaks are in here. Huh?
Close the door on them, quick.
This is a joke. What the?
Okay, Laura. It's settled. You go home. I'll be there right after you, and I'll take care of the problem.
I don't want to be there. I can't hear it. It's something that I want to get done because I know it'll be best for all. But I don't think I'd be able to stomach
knowing
that it's happening.
Oh, sir, yes, there's a dog running in the hotel room.
I've never seen a dog in a hotel.
It's pet friendly anyway. So I just wanted to remind y'all that it's checkout time. Muffin, it's checkout time. So who's going to be paying for the room?
I got to call you. I'll see you.
Trevor, you do not need to go up to the rooms to have them check out, okay?
Are you sure?
Yeah, Trevor, do not go 100%. Trevor, stay at the front desk.
Oh, Muffin!
Trevor, do not bring your dog to work.
It's a pet-friendly hotel.
No, yeah, it doesn't matter. You tell everyone he's pet-friendly, that doesn't make sense.
Muffin, go on!
Trevor, put a muzzle on and don't go up to the rooms anymore.
Muffin, what are you doing?
Richard, do you see why I think I should be the head front desk person? This guy's a joke. His dog won't shut up. He's going up to the rooms.
That came from your bag. That came from your bag.
That's our show for today. Oh, man. Oh, guys and gals. And Muffin. The newly crowned Muffin.
All right, Muffin.
You been punching that dog in the eye, Joey?
No.
Okay. He looks like he took one. Took a shot.
He's got hair. He's just got hair there.
Yeah. Got darker hair around the eye from all the crying. No, that's cool. All right, let's thank all of our alchemists, shall we? No particular order. Starting with Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthe. Thank you, Jackie.
What a good time. Thank you for having me.
Always fun. Thank you for bringing your CD player back. We appreciate that. It's always great to see it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And folks will look you up on the Instagram.
Yep. I'm at Jackie de Ruthe. And you know I'd be posting.
That's right. Well, we love you. Thank you very much for coming back.
Love you guys. Thank you for having me.
See you next time. Craig Gutkowski, I don't know where to begin. Sometimes it's just a magical outing. And I thank you for that.
Thanks. This was fun. No notes.
Oh, the damn internet. Chris Alvarado.
Happy to be here. That was fun. Thank you for having me. I love
always.
It.
Thank you, man. Atul Singh, thank you, sir.
Thanks. This is always so much fun. People, if they want it, they can go to Tool Time. That's all my socials. But yeah, always a blast.
All right. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bean. Five Hoax at iHeartMedia.
Joey Greer.
I'm Kevin Pollak, your host, thanking each and every damn one of you very, very much and sincerely for joining us, telling everyone you've ever met, and writing a review. I can't thank you enough for doing all those things just for us. Be kind to each other, please. Until next time.
Hi. 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 Hi.